Tech Webcast is sponsored by Ventuative Web Development and Promotion, passionately helping small business succeed online. Is your website in need of an upgrade? Do you need help with social media and the promotion of your business? Ventuative can help develop and implement a strategy that is best suited to your business. Promotional packages are also available. So contact Ventuative today for your free quote. And we thank Ventuative for supporting Tech Webcast. Vinyl is back, baby. And if you don't want to miss the boat on all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL, Still Spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So, Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/stillspinning3, that's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tech Webcast. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. Thank you.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Tech Webcast.
7.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
6.
Tech Webcast.
5.
Tech Webcast.
5.
Tech Webcast.
4.
Tech Webcast.
Tech Webcast. 3.
Tech Webcast.
2.
Tech Webcast.
1.
Tech Webcast.
1.
0.
A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely, Princess. Roll program initiated.
And welcome to Tech Webcast Podcast, episode 456, recorded on the 16th of December 2017. Only about a week to Christmas. Oh my goodness. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. noon Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/TechWebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app and download the Android app. And also support us on Patreon at patreon.com/TechWebcast. Thank you very much. We love you all our supporters. And today we have co-hosts Brad, Jacob and Daryl, and we also have Ronald E. Wall, our special guest. Hello and welcome, guys. How's your week been, Brad?
It's been good, but it's going to be a little bit hard because Daryl's not here today. He's gone to a choir.
Oh, has he? Oh, we're going to miss Daryl. Oh, that's a shame.
So,
Daryl's not going to be joining us then.
So we have Ron on instead, and we're going to talk about some recent vinyl finds from Ron, I think. That's probably the best way to for the episode okay. Today. Week's been okay. Aldwyn, what about you?
Fantastic, fantastic. Yeah, I'm really good. I'm actually doing a drive trip at the moment from the Gold Coast down to Sydney and Gosford and then going back through Moree. I do this every year with my beautiful parents who are now 73 and 79. And we go down and see my brother and his wife and four kids in Gosford. And then we see my uncle and cousins in Sydney and then go back through Moree on the inland route back to the Gold Coast. And we go to the artesian spas, which is basically where there's very hot healing bore water that comes from deep under the ground, and there's these artesian spas that you just soak in, and it's meant to be very therapeutic. So I'm going to be having a bit of family time, a bit of rest and relaxation before Christmas, and looking forward to getting back into everything. So I'm having a great time. So right now we've just pulled over around Newcastle.
So that's where
to do the show, so I can so I can be in range, because we cut in and out of range on these country roads.
Well, that's where the band Silverchair was grown up from.
Yes, absolutely. I am in Silverchair country right here. In fact, a guy that just walked into the Wild Bean Cafe here where we've pulled over, he looked exactly like Daniel Johns, actually. So there you go. He might be related. So, yes.
So, Jacob, how's your week been, buddy?
Oh, it's been good. It's been good.
Where's Daryl?
Oh, I don't know. He's probably going to be singing like this.
Ah, Daryl Hunt. next week's going to be the last episode for 2017, and that's going to be a fun episode, Jacob.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be unscripted, unhinged, and uncensored.
Okay.
Everything goes.
Alden, what do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea, because I think there's way too much censored media out there, and I think it's great that Tech Webcast is leading the way with uncensored, unhinged material. So I can't wait.
Jake, I want to mention Spotify for a minute.
Yes, yes, yes. We're on Spotify.
Yes, Tech Webcast. We are indeed. We are indeed. We forgot to mention that last week. So, yeah, Tech Webcast is now on Spotify. So if you're a Spotify user, you can now listen to the podcast on there. And also on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Yes, yes, yes.
And also, what was the other? Stitcher Radio, too.
Yeah. World.
So, yeah. What else, Jake, has been happening? Anything else you want to mention?
It's getting hot and cold over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and welcome, Ron, to the podcast. How's your week been, mate?
Oh, my week's been... exciting, fun, challenging, and I didn't get anything done that I wanted to get done.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, like a normal week.
Okay, sweet. Have you any new vinyl purchases at all?
Yeah, I do. See, I've got a little stack.
Sweet.
Not a whole lot. So, since it's Christmas time, I've been buying a few Christmas albums, and the other day I got an email from one of the record companies I buy from, and they had a Louis Armstrong Christmas album, so that was like $15, so I got that, and I got a Chris Tomlin Christmas album, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then, a little nostalgic, I got Mannheim Steamroller Fresh Air Christmas. So on vinyl. So it's not very good. I mean, it's all right, but it's more of a nostalgia thing, because I remember going to my grandma's house and listening to Mannheim Steamroller. She loved Mannheim Steamroller. So I kind of got that. So what else did I get? I got a classic Saint album, Time's End, a pretty rare Christian metal band from the late 80s. So I was pretty excited about that one. I finally bought Point of No Return by Kansas. I had never had it on vinyl, so I finally found a copy in the discount bin, which... $4 was the discount bin, right? So I would rather see dollar discount bins, but, you know, it's not bad. There's only one little I don't know if it's a skip. It's just a pretty loud pop or two. And it just happens to be in the middle of, what song is it on? I'm not remembering. Dust in the Wind. Yeah, Dust in the Wind. So, but I've heard Dust in the Wind like a billion times, so I don't really care. And then I found a really good original pressing of Animal Eyes by Kiss.
Oh, nice.
I picked that up. I'd been looking for a nice, clean copy of that. Seems like a lot of the old Kiss albums from the 80s seem to be very worn. And All right, and then the last three I've gotten within the last week or so are by the same artist. He's an artist some people would call country, but I don't call him country. His name is Johnny Cash. You ever heard of that guy?
Yes.
Yeah. So the first one I picked up is Cash at Folsom Prison, right? So I have a double album set that's Folsom and San Quentin, but this is the first one I found that's by itself. So, and Folsom Prison is a very famous album. I've been looking for a good copy. It's on a 2i Columbia record label, so it's not a new one. It's a pretty old one. The next one I found this on Record Store Day. It's not a Record Store Day purchase per se, but they were running it 20% off, so I figured I'd pull a trigger on it. And it's Johnny Cash Sings the Songs That Made Him Famous. So it's one of his first albums, and it's in really good condition. It has a little bit of a split across the top, and if you know the construction of those old album jackets, they're just like two pieces of cardboard with a piece of paper wrapped over the top, so that happens really easy. So, but really clean album, good. And then, see, what is this, Friday, Wednesday evening, going out to one of my favorite flea markets, I found Johnny Cash with his hot and blue guitar. So I found his first album, and it is, I don't believe it's the 57 release. I believe it's the 61 release, but it's all the original colors. What kind of cues me off is that it says stereo on it, which I don't believe these are ever put out in stereo. I still believe it's mono, but it was kind of a trip when I was looking at it. I pull it out, and the first thing I do is I look at the dead wax runoff, right? And then I'm looking for the matrix numbers. And the only matrix numbers I'm finding is like 20-1 and then the letters GB. So the only markings on it are 20-1. So not this big, long string of numbers and letters. So I'm thinking that is a pretty older one. So I'm pretty excited about the Johnny Cash. I like Johnny Cash a lot.
Yeah, so awesome, man.
There's my latest grabs. I haven't even shown those off online yet on my channel because my computer fried itself. And like I told you the other day when I was chatting with you, Brad, I think it's some virus, some Australian virus I got, because it was when I was started that podcast last time with you guys that my computer shut down, and it really didn't work since then. So,
oh, interesting. Okay.
But it was just my hard drive fried. Yeah. So I had to buy a new hard drive, and now I'm finally getting to where I can do some videos again.
Awesome.
And it's been about 5 days since my contest has ended, and I haven't done a drawing video yet for that. And so hopefully in the next day or two I can get that up.
Have you picked a winner yet?
No, I'm going to do it on video. I haven't had the opportunity to shoot any videos with my computer.
Oh,
yet.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So, I'm sure some guys are going, whatever happened to Ron? Well, they'll find out when I come back.
That's it. Jacob, what's your view on all this?
It's all good. It's all awesome.
Is that all you have to say?
Hey, you can't do it without the burning wing of fire.
Yeah.
Now, what does Aldwin have to say?
What do I have to say? Well, I'm very impressed by the sound of that Louis Armstrong Christmas album, and as well as all the rest. You found some real gems there, Ronald, some beautiful records there. But the Christmas album by Louis, what has that actually got on there? What are some of the songs listed there on that one?
All right. Give me a second, because it's in the mail right now. I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, okay.
But I can tell you here in a minute if you just talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I was very impressed with some of those records.
So,
and
so, Aldwyn, have you got any requests for Christmas Day? What do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? I'm going to have a lovely day with my family. As I say, I'm very close to my parents. Now, it wasn't always like that. I had a very strained relationship with my parents growing up. I was a very rebellious child. Right. I know, looking at me now, you think I'm an angel. And I definitely have angel qualities about me. However, in the past, in a long, long time ago, in a very dark teenage period that I had when I was into a lot of goth and punk music and very angry types of music when I was in my teenage years.
Did you have a mohawk?
I rebelled.
Did you have a mohawk?
No, I didn't have a mohawk, but I did have my head was shaved at the back and I had three different colors. I had a white fringe. I had purple in the middle of my hair and I had black at the back. So I used to have my hair all sorts of different colors. I used to have lots of piercings and, you know, I was a bit of a wild child. You know, I guess there is still a bit of a wild side to me, but I think as a teenager, I was angry with the world. I saw things like animal cruelty, which really upset me. And I just thought people were cruel. And I ended up taking it out on my parents and I left home very early, et cetera. So I guess I'm kind of making up for lost time when I gave my parents a bad time when I was growing up. And now we just have the most beautiful relationship. And every year we do this drive trip together for a week. And we make sure we spend Christmas Day together. And my folks actually live on the Sunshine Coast and I live on the Gold Coast. So they're about a 2.5-hour drive from me. And we also have a movie day together. We also hang out on a Monday. Most Mondays when I'm on the Gold Coast, we hang out together and we go and see some movies together and we just enjoy each other's company for the day. So I think it's really important to celebrate your family and make the most of the time that you have with your family.
Definitely.
Now, if you have family that's very negative all the time, well, in that case, you can't choose your family, as they say, but you can choose how long you spend with your family. So if you've got family that continually put you down or are negative or, you know, they're the kind of people that, you know, you can say, look, I'm keeping my life positive. Now, what's something you're grateful about today? And see if you can sort of turn them around a little bit to take on a more positive outlook to life. But I think generally, if people are just going to stay negative, and this is not just family, but friends as well, I'm going through a process of actually clearing those people out of my life because I really want an environment that's going to be lifting me up, not pulling me down.
Yeah.
And the same goes with music, right? With the music you play, right? Music, you want music to uplift you. You don't want it to pull you down and make you depressed, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's really important to have a good environment around you and keep it positive and bring the energy up in your environment as well. Be conscious of the messages that you put out, you know, and what you talk about when you're with your family and friends, you know, as well. So just be really conscious. And also what you put out in social media and what, you know, what we're talking about now on the podcast, you know, for whoever's listening to this podcast right now, you know, are we lifting the energy up or are we bringing it down with what we say? So
that's a good question.
Yeah. So that's my two bobs worth on that.
can you send us a photo of where you are right now?
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, I'm at Three Beans Cafe, which is just out of Newcastle. It's really not an exciting environment. But yeah, sure. I can send you one on social media so people can follow us on Facebook and have a look at that.
Sure. Please do.
Okay.
Jacob, what about you? What's your view on what Aldwyn said?
Hey,
do you have any negative? Do you have any negative people in your life?
No, but everything could get fixed. You have to talk it out.
Exactly.
That's true. Everything can be resolved with communication. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and most arguments happen over money, would you believe? You know, in relationships, with families, the number of arguments people have over, you know, inheritance money and things like that, you know, it's just ridiculous. You know, it's really, in the overall scheme of things, you know, there's no point fighting about things. Just be fair. Just be fair with each other. Be kind to each other, you know, particularly around Christmas. You know, it's a time to really have a think about how you're doing life and, you know, be generous, be kind, because it always comes back. You know, I really believe in the law of reciprocity. You know, give out and it will come back 10 times. So
are you talking about karma?
Be generous with those in your life.
Are you talking about karma?
I am. Well, yeah, in a way it is karma. It is karma in a way. Yeah, absolutely. Do unto others as you want done to yourself. You know, you treat others how you want to be treated. and that's what you'll get back. If you treat others like crap, you're going to get crap back. It may not come back directly from the people you've been crap with, but it will come back somewhere, somehow, in the way the universe works. Absolutely. I've seen it again and again. I totally believe in karma. So, yes, absolutely. It is all tied in. Law of attraction, law of reciprocity, karma, it's all tied in together.
So, Alden, do you have any requests? So, what are you hoping to get for Christmas? Anything exciting or not?
I've got everything I could possibly need. You know, I can't even think of anything right now. I do want to build stage two of my renovation at my house in Southport. So I do want to build that, but that's a whole process of, you know, I've got to get plans done, get council approval, you know, get that development done. But that's not something that someone can just give me for Christmas, you know. You know, well, I mean, you know, that's kind of a big project. So, you know, that's my next big project. But, you know, I can't say I'm not wanting, I don't need anything. I have an abundance of everything. I'm very grateful for all the blessings in my life. And I can't say that there's one thing that I want that I don't have, except that the next thing is just to start working on this renovation. So one thing, I guess, if people are speaking to me or sending me messages, keep it positive. That's what I request. Send me positive messages.
Are they not sending you positive messages?
Well, mostly they do. Sometimes I get the odd negative comment here and there. And often I think they're trolls on the internet. You know, when I speak out about truth subjects that, you know, they call conspiracy theory subjects, you know, I think there's a few trolls on the internet that like to put down, you know, some things, you know, comments about vaccinations or fluoride or chemtrails or, you know, occasionally you'll get negative comments from things like that when you speak out about things. But generally I do have a lot of positive people in my life, and I suggest that if at any point you do feel angry with somebody, that you take a deep breath and calm yourself down rather than yell at someone, because there's no need to yell at anybody. Yeah. And somebody did yell at me the other day, and they apologized very quickly. But the fact is, at that point, they'd already yelled at me. You know, it kind of impacted me a little bit. I dealt with it okay, but, you know, there's a lot of hot-headed people out there, and I think they need to learn to control their temper and take a deep breath if they're feeling the anger build up, you know, and just come back to being grateful for what they've got, and then speak in a calm manner. You can speak assertively. If you're angry about something, there's nothing wrong with feeling anger, but don't dump it on people. Don't yell at people, throw things at people. You know, be calm and assertive to express a point rather than, you know, yelling at people. I just think there's no need for that with anybody. So that's what I would recommend, and that's what I'd expect from people in my life.
Jacob, what about you?
Nothing. She's got it all down pat.
Yeah, she has.
Oh, thank you, Jacob. Thank you. I've done a lot of personal development work. I did a fantastic course called Landmark Education. I highly recommend it for anyone who wants to do some personal development work, or who has any challenges dealing with their anger issues, or who has, you know, any blind spots that they may not know about that might be stopping them from having the kind of results they want in their life. I really recommend that program. It was fantastic for me. And if you look at landmarkworldwide.com, it's held all over the world, and it's a very cost-effective program and very, very powerful to have faster results and powerful results in your life. More powerful. There's a lot of actually very successful people that do the program, and it just takes life to a whole other level. So that's been really good for me. And I, you know, once upon a time, I actually was very shy, and I was really not confident, and I did a lot of work on myself, a lot of personal development, a lot of different courses. And nowadays I'm in a fantastic space. I feel great about my life, and no matter what life throws at me, I'm able to deal with it powerfully and calmly, you know, without yelling or throwing things at people.
And you're doing a podcast from the car.
And I'm doing the podcast from the car just outside of Newcastle.
Maybe we can get your territory. Would your mum and dad like to say anything before we end the podcast, or?
Oh, well, no, they're just chilling. They're just outside the car, actually. They're chilling and having some nice cold water at the moment. So, no, okay. I think they're okay. They're probably that would throw them on the spot, I think, a little bit if I did that.
All right.
Yeah, I think it'd put them on the spot a little bit.
Let's go back to Ron. Yeah. How'd you go, Ron?
Hey, what's that?
How'd you go with the record?
Oh, yeah. So the actual title of the album is Louis Armstrong and Friends. What a Wonderful Christmas, right? Like, what does he have that song, What a Wonderful World? that what it is?
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So, I love that song.
Yeah, yeah. So the songs on here, there's 14 songs on this album. So they are Christmas in New Orleans, Louis Armstrong, White Christmas, Louis Armstrong, Silent Night, Dinah Washington, The Christmas Song, Mel Torme, Christmas Night in Harlem, Louis Armstrong, It's Christmas Time Again, Peggy Lee, Jingle Bells, Ella Fitzgerald, and then side two, or side B, is Merry Christmas, Baby, by Lionel Hampton with Sonny Parker. That You, Santa Claus, Louis Armstrong with the Commodores. Here Comes Santa Claus, Ramsey Lewis Trio. Cool Yuletide, Cool Yule, Louis Armstrong with the Commodores. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Lene Holm, is that how you say that? L-E-N-E. I don't know.
Lenny.
Oh. Yeah, May Every Day Be Christmas, Louis Jordan. And then Winter Wonderland, Louis Armstrong. So I'm pretty excited to get this in the mail. It should be here in a couple days. And throw it on my turntable and spin some really cool vintage songs, you know?
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
That is unbelievable. What a great lineup.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, maybe we could play some of that. When's it due to be delivered?
I don't have a delivery date, but it was shipped out yesterday. Next Thursday. Wednesday.
Well, maybe on a future show we could play some music from that. That would be really great to hear some of
How
that.
How about next Saturday? Are you free next Saturday, Ron?
Next Saturday?
Yeah, for you. Oh, for me. Friday for you.
Oh, Friday. Yeah, Friday for me. Let me look at my calendar real quick.
Yeah, have a look and see if you can come back on and maybe you can give it a spin.
Yeah, if you can. Yeah, that'd be perfect time for Christmas.
Yeah, definitely.
And we can all sing What a Wonderful World together. Wouldn't that be nice?
So right now I look clear, but I'd have to talk to my real scheduler, who's my wife. So.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
No problem.
So how long have you been with your wife, Bron?
We've been together 19 years. And then we've been married. We started dating about 19 years ago, and we've been married for 18 and a half years. So July 3rd,
wow. 1999. So, wow, that's fantastic. And what's the secret to your long, happy marriage?
The secret to our long, happy marriage is having Christ as the center of our lives.
Ah, nice one. Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
So having that faith, having religion, spirituality, having God. Wow, that's awesome. Because, you know, that's the thing is about, you know, 60% of marriages end in divorce nowadays. And, you know, a lot of people actually break up over Christmas. Did you know that? Because a lot of people are actually spending more time together and they realize they really don't like each other. And they end up breaking up, a lot of them, over Christmas. So it would be nice to actually give them some hope and some light at this time to... you know, to be able to deal with that or speak openly about whatever issues they're having and be able to move through it. So what would you say to anyone, Ron, being a Christian, anyone who might be having some challenges in their relationship, what would you say to them at this time, particularly around Christmas, to work through it?
Well, it's really difficult to give people advice, but it depends on if their eyes are on Christ or if their eyes are just on doing whatever they want to do, right? Because if you look at most situations, 99.9% of the time it's selfishness, right? And it's one person thinking about themselves more than somebody else, right? And that one of the things in a marriage is that a good definition of marriage is sacrifice, right? So you need to be willing to sacrifice your time, yourself, for the needs of your wife, right? For the needs of your kids. And you just got to put yourself aside, right? So, and so I would basically challenge somebody to look at what they're doing, how they're occupying their time and their life and their thoughts. And is it being selfish on what they're doing?
Yeah, good point. And I think also with technology now, like it's very common. You'll see a family sitting down for dinner and everybody's on their mobile phones checking their Facebook, you know. So I think, you know, talking technology, you know, maybe we can just put our phones aside while we're having that Christmas dinner, you know, and, you know, put technology aside, maybe put a nice vinyl record on in the background.
but also order, a lot of people will be getting technology for Christmas, so that still won't go away.
Yes. Yeah, so that's fine. That's fine. And I just suggest, you know, when you're with your family, just be present with your family and look at the technology when you're on your own.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. Jacob, what about you? What's your view on this, mate?
Well, my view?
Yeah, your view.
I'll crack on a few vinyls.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have any Christmas vinyls.
Okay.
How do you get on with your family, Jacob?
I am not liberty to say.
Oh, really? Okay. Is it that good?
Actually, it can be the complete 180.
Okay.
No, your mum's okay. She's cool. Oh, no, I've talked to your mum heaps of times. She's nice.
Sometimes I can be a 180.
Oh, you? Oh, shit. Yeah. Anyway.
And what about you, Brad? How's your relationship with your family?
Yeah, good. Good. Yeah, good. I talk to my mum nearly every day and stuff, and yeah. Okay. We get along okay.
And you having family time over Christmas?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Awesome.
Quite looking forward to that. So should be good.
Okay, great. And Jacob, what's your favorite vinyl at the moment you're playing?
These are just my mom and dad's. I'm just playing some Doobie Brothers.
But I am sending you I am sending you a VCLT though, Jacob, soon. You already know that, but
I already know that.
We are chewing the fat.
about anything and everything got here on Tech Webcast.
Aldwin, to make it sound even worse, I'm also eating some gummy worms, so I'm chewing the fat.
Oh wow, you're really chewing the fat.
And I'm drinking Fanta.
Oh wow, well I'm having water because this is going to be the new Slim Me now. I'm going more to a vegetarian diet, and I'm going to be focusing on food that gives me energy. And what I've found is that bread, white rice, sugars, etc., do not give me energy. Or they might give me a quick burst of energy and then I feel very lethargic. So I'm focusing on food that gives me energy now, and I'm feeling fantastic. I feel great.
Do you walk a lot, Aldwin?
I walk a bit, but lately, like as I've been having fruit for breakfast, for example, fruit is really, really good for us. Fruit and vegetables. Raw vegetables. The more you cook your food, the more you ruin the nutritional value of your food. So often people are eating a lot of waste product. Often meat ends up rotting in your body and it takes ages to digest. Mm. And that's why people get very lethargic and they get tired. So I'm focusing on food that gives me energy. I'm trying to eat a raw diet as much as possible. And salads and fruit. Like the way nature intended, you know, when we were cavemen, you know, in the jungles, we ate fruits off, you know, fruit and vegetables and things like that. And I'm going back to how nature intended. I think the more we can go back there rather than eating a whole lot of packet food that's got a whole lot of preservatives and things in it, the more energy we will have, because health is energy. And that's what it's all about. It's about managing your energy so that you can do more with your life and have a better life.
Exactly. And what about you, Ron?
What about me?
Yeah. Do you eat healthy or?
I don't remember your question, brother.
That was about what Aldwin said.
About eating healthy and stuff?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, about 2 years ago, I got in a pretty big kick on eating healthy and working out and stuff. I was able to, at that time, I started doing a high protein, low carb, low sugar type. You could call it a diet, right? And just managed my calorie intake and then worked out a lot too. So I ended up losing like 35 pounds. So,
wow.
Works really well. Then last year I had a couple of setbacks with my arthritis and hurting my back. And so I couldn't go to the gym anymore. And so I put a couple of those pounds back on. But yeah, you know, just getting back into the routine, it's so hard to keep up that routine of eating healthy and sticking to a good diet, per se, right? It's so easy to get discouraged and fall off and then say, screw it, I'm done with it. You know, I'm going to eat cookies and ice cream and everything that I miss, right? But and then it takes sometimes health issues to remind us what's better for us, you know, and our family. Getting, being healthy, living a little longer life it helps your wife, you know, because then she has you longer and your kids have you longer, you know, and so it's a good reminder, you know, since I've had a few health issues lately and, eating good is a very, very, it's a challenging thing to do, you know, because, just because one person can eat one way and be healthy doesn't mean the other person can eat the same way and be healthy, you know. All of our bodies process foods a little differently.
All right. Awesome. Okay. So that's going to wrap the podcast up now. So, Jacob, go ahead. You can fire away. Wrap the podcast up, mate.
Me fire it up? Me wrap it up?
Go ahead.
How can people get in touch with us?
There you go, Jacob. Going to let Jacob say that. So go ahead, Jacob.
Oh, go, Jacob. Go, you good thing.
You can get me on Twitter. You can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz on the Tech Webcast. Go ahead, Jacob.
You can find me at jazzbot32669.
What about you, Ron?
You can find me on Instagram at Off the Wall Creations with a K or... you can look me up at Ronald E. Wall on Facebook.
Awesome.
Or you can also find me on YouTube. I forgot about that. Ronnie's Record Room.
There you go.
Ronnie's Record Room. Awesome. And before I let you know where you can find me, I just want to make a comment on the health thing. Did you know that the longest living people on Earth currently are living to 120 to 140? There's about 18 different cultures that are living that way. So if you do a bit of a Google and look at how they do life, you know, they're having fresh water, they're having raw food from the garden, they're having lots of exercise, etc. If we go back to living like that, we can also live to 120 to 140 or more, not to the average age of 80 as we're living nowadays. And those cultures have never even heard of cancer. So anyway, I won't go on a big rant about it, but just do your own research, I suggest, if you're into health, and look at the longest living cultures on Earth and what they're doing and study what they're doing. And then we also can live long, healthy, beautiful lives. So people can connect with me, Aldwyn Altenay, just Google me, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram. I've got a YouTube channel, Aldwyn Altenay, or search Media Queen. Also, my website is aaxpose.com. And back to you, Brad.
All right, just give me one sec. I'm just sending Jacob a message.
Okay.
Excellent.
We've got messaging going on in the background.
Okay, go ahead, Jacob.
We can line up for next week.
Yes, we have a
guest. Go, Jake.
Last episode for next week.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a little nutty. It's going to be off the hinge. It's going to be off the hizzle dizzle.
Can we get your mum on the podcast, Jacob?
No. There's your answer.
We're going to rock and roll. Rock and roll, rock and roll next week.
Hopefully Ron will be able to come on too.
Yeah, you know, it'd be nice to do a little Christmas music, right? Everybody should be planned to share their favorite Christmas song, right?
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely.
Yes, and we can have a sing-along.
There we go. We can sing some Christmas carols, right? Go Carolyn.
Yes.
International Carolyn.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That would be awesome.
All right, Jacob, thanks for being on the podcast. Alderman Jacob and Ronald, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Jacob.
Thank you. Thanks to all our listeners and supporters. We love you.
Thanks, Alderman, for being on the podcast. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Brad.
Very dedicated.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ron, for being on. You're a legend, mate.
Thanks,
you're a legend,
Ron.
Thanks, Jacob. Jacob's all on you, mate. Go ahead. Say something.
Say what? What?
Did you not read my Facebook message?
What you say, mate?
Say something funny.
You said outright.
Yeah, outro.
That's what it says. It says outright.
Thank you for listening to Tech Webcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. We'll catch you next time. Cheers.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Tech Webcast.
7.
A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely, Mr. Roll program initiated.